This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden will meet virtually on Friday with G7 leaders and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to mark the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine and announce new sanctions against those aiding Russia's war effort. The same group came together and imposed sanctions on Russia last year, just hours after Russian President Vladimir Putin launched his invasion of Ukraine. White House spokesperson Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters Thursday that the leaders on Friday will discuss how to continue supporting Ukraine and how to increase pressure on Russia to end its aggression. Jean-Pierre said the new sanctions will include Russian banks, technology and defense sectors, and will impact both people and companies involved in the conflict. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said in a video address Thursday that pro-Moscow forces had again shelled the southern city of Kherson, this time cutting off heat for 40,000 people. He said the situation is quite dangerous in some places in the south, while in the east, it is very difficult and even painful. Zelensky said repair work in Kherson, which is being shelled on a daily basis, would continue until heat was restored. And Russia on Thursday claimed Ukraine is ramping up efforts to invade Transnistria, Moldova's Moscow-backed separatist region. Russia pledged a response. Since the launch of the full-scale assault against Ukraine a year ago, the Kremlin has been accused of raising tensions in Transnistria to destabilize Russia, Ukraine and Moldova. But the Russian defense minister released a statement Thursday saying Kyiv is the one stirring up trouble. Russia claimed that Ukrainian troops are massing at the border with Moldova's breakaway region. This is VOA News. Iran, for the first time, has directly acknowledged an accusation that it enriched uranium to 84% purity. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
The Islamic Republic recognized the claim made by international inspectors that it had enriched uranium to 84%. Such a high percentage would put the nation more than ever to weapons-grade material. The acknowledgement was made by a news website linked to the highest reaches of Iran's theocracy. The latest development renews pressure on the West to address Tehran's nuclear program, which had been contained by the 2015 nuclear deal that America unilaterally withdrew from in 2018. I'm Karen Chamas.
Northern Irish police have arrested a fourth man early on Friday in relation to the attempted murder of a senior detective shot in front of his son in the town of Omagh. Northern Ireland Police Chief Simon Byrne said Thursday that three men had been arrested following the shooting of the senior detective. Detective Chief Inspector John Caldwell is in critical condition, having undergone surgery overnight. He was shot a number of times by two gunmen while putting footballs in his car after finishing a coaching session with an under-15 soccer team. U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price addressed the issue on Thursday.
Our thoughts are with the family, friends, and colleagues of the officer at this time. We'll continue to be in touch with our colleagues and our counterparts on this.
While a 1988 peace deal largely ended three decades of sectarian violence in Northern Ireland, police officers are still sporadically targeted by splinter groups of mostly Irish nationalist militants opposed to Britain's rule over the region. A federal judge has handed singer R. Kelly a 20-year prison sentence for his Chicago convictions of child pornography and the enticement of minors for sex. In a victory for Kelly, the court said Thursday he will serve 19 years of that sentence simultaneously with his 30-year sentence imposed last year in New York. Only 1 year of prison time for the Chicago convictions will follow the New York term. Prosecutors had requested that the 56-year-old Kelly serve the full Chicago sentence after he completed the New York term. Harvey Weinstein, the once powerful Hollywood producer who was brought down by multiple allegations of sexual misconduct, was sentenced on Thursday to 16 years in prison for the 2013 rape of an actress. Weinstein will serve the sentence after completing a 23-year sentence for sexual misconduct in New York. And Paris lit up the Eiffel Tower in the blue and yellow colors of the Ukrainian flag on Thursday as Ukraine's allies around the world prepare to mark the one-year anniversary of the war between Ukraine and Russia. Marissa Melton, VOA News.